The Bush administration has been stepping up its criticism of Iran. Washington accuses that country's government of seeking to obtain nuclear weapons, supporting al-Qaeda, and working to destabilize U.S.-occupied Iraq, all charges the Iranian government rejects. These latest tensions appear to have quashed recent hopes for a thaw in Iranian-American relations. NPR's Ivan Watson recently traveled to Iran and filed this report.
Every weekend, Iranians come to this sprawling cemetery outside the capital, where they carefully wash the gravestones of their relatives and friends. The remains of thousands of men and boys killed in the Iran-Iraq War are buried here. Though Saddam Hussein started that conflict in 1980, many Iranians, like this woman named Essa Mansima, blame the United States for the bloodbath.
Saddam caused oppression and it used America's chemical things and bombarded our army and our country. And Saddam used to work with America.
To this day, anti-Americanism remains a central and carefully nurtured part of the ideology of Iran's ruling theocracy. Diplomatic relations were severed after the Islamic Revolution of 1979 and the seizure of the American embassy by Iranian militants. There have been periodic contacts between the two sides, however, even after President Bush named Iran as part of the Axis of Evil. The latest talks between Iranian and American diplomats were held last month in Geneva, but any hope of a rapprochement was shattered in the wake of the May 12th suicide bombings in Saudi Arabia. American officials charged that those attacks were orchestrated by al-Qaeda members living in Iran. Iranian officials repeatedly denied the charges, although they subsequently announced that several al-Qaeda members had been arrested in Iran. Iran's foreign minister, Kamal Karazi, speaking through an interpreter, blamed Washington for the breakdown in contacts and the renewed tensions.
Dialogue can be meaningful between Iran and the United States when it is on the basis of mutual respect and equality. We cannot have such dialogue under an atmosphere of terror, threats, and interference in our internal affairs.
Karazi spoke at a conference in Tehran last week, during which diplomats from more than 50 Islamic countries agreed to an Iranian proposal to denounce what they called the growing threat of U.S. unilateralism. Over the past 2 years, U.S. forces have toppled the governments of two of Iran's neighbors, Afghanistan and Iraq. Iranian analyst Saeed Laylaz argues that both conflicts actually served Iran's interests by eliminating its most dangerous and unpredictable enemies.
United States Army has removed two of the worst enemies of Iran in our history. An occupied Iraq by United States is not more dangerous than Saddam Hussein regimes in Iraq. And Hamid Karzai is absolutely better than Taliban regime for us.
But the latest verbal attacks on Iran by the Bush administration have revived fears that Iran may be America's next target. There is concern in Tehran that Washington will sponsor attacks by an Iranian opposition group known as the Mujahideen-e Khalq. That group is based in Iraq and was supported by Saddam Hussein's government. U.S. forces bombed Mujahideen bases at the start of the war in Iraq, but later the American military concluded a ceasefire agreement with the group. Foreign Minister Karazi alleged that the U.S. is now cooperating with the Mujahideen.
We see they are collaborating with the agents of those terrorist groups. The Americans must show that they are sincere in fighting against terrorism.
In a long televised speech last week, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, called for national unity in the face of what he termed America's threat. Where is the final limit to America's pressure, he asked. America wants Iran to surrender to her imperialistic will. The rhetoric of the conservative clerics who rule Iran holds little currency with broad segments of Iran's frustrated urban classes. They've watched religious hardliners all but crush a movement of democracy-minded reformists who were voted into office in landslide elections 6 years ago. Behzad Nabavi, a deputy speaker of parliament, warns that the conservatives may use current tensions with the U.S. as ammunition to finish off the reformist movement.
If reform and democracy is going to be fought against, the best excuse for it is foreign threat.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.